Can you hear me, Ion?
Loud and mostly clear. Can you hear us, Your Majesty?
Yes, but I need to check my headphones. A web call. I just caused that high pitched sound by going on web call. I caused that.
The damn screaming. We know.
What screaming?
That's what it was. It was Brigitte. Before that, when you sent Linda back to the gin bottle.
But who was screaming? What screaming are you talking about? Most of the music?
The reverb that you were talking about that you caused, we equate that to the same tonal fracture of screaming.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me just...
It's an adjective, Bob.
Yeah, it looks like I can't use my headphones. I can only go on achieve, but that puts me behind. So I hope I got used to good clarity last week.
Well, it's a good thing because your phone was sucking, Bob, and you weren't able to hear and all that screaming and crying and playing with the national teeth. People killed themselves.
Well, it's always changing.
So that's a refreshing.
I'm on the phone right now, changing. And you're very clear. You're not often clear.
Ow! Oh, I know. Yeah. Imagine that.
Let me just see if their web call makes the...
So if y'all didn't enjoy the last screaming, now that we know what to do, let's see if we can cause the same trauma again. Get the gin. Get the gin, Linda. Get the gin. Get gin and tonica.
Okay.
Bob, see if it'll scream as loud as it did last time. You got a good phone, Bob, so it'll scream louder.
Okay, so Ion is talking.
Speaking.
Talking. Speaking.
Talking. Speaking. Wailing. Teeth gnashing.
Smiling.
And you can hear me, Carol. Yeah.
I can hear you, Bob.
We can hear you, Bob.
Okay, so we leave the phone on because you're using this phone.
Yeah, now you're in monotone. Bob, you're good, but you're in monotone now. We kind of like you in monotone. It's good. The vibrato is not so effectual.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Monotone. It's like the old days. It's like the old days of DKLN when you weren't stereo.
Yeah.
AM.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
You learned that from Bob Marshall, didn't you?
Yep. I learned most of my musical stuff.
Turn up your volume.
Peas and carrots. Yeah. Oh, God, now you're going to send him off now.
Like that?
Yeah.
But that makes Ion dirty.
No, it shouldn't. We should be in our own little bubble.
Yes.
Am I louder now?
Yes.
So you are. You're a loud monotone.
No, that's way too loud. I'm booming if I put my volume way up.
We want you booming.
No, Ion's booming into my ear. That's ear.
No, but I know, but then you can't come back and say, speak up, I can't hear you, fix your phone, you're no good, get away.
Right. Sidebar, that's a sidebar. What do I do?
It's a fun one.
Sidebar.
It's a fun one. Sidebar.
Okay.
Sidecar.
Okay.
Sidecar.
Yeah, I won't be talking, so I'll just go with this
Oh, right, well, so, that's... Now, let's see if we can hold him to that. Let's see if we can hold him to that.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready, Ginny or Greg?
Hey, Ion. Bob, hey, Greg here, too.
Hello, Ion. Hello, Bob. Hello, Carolyn.
Hey, GQ.
Okay. Here's some questions that I found on the Rewrite-a-pedia notes that I had. Okay. First one. Milk and honey refers to amino acids and sugar. Ezekiel 20:25, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is that the three amino acids in the super sugar, or is that a different amino acid than sugar?
Amino acid isn't a sugar.
No, I said...
The amino acid...
Go ahead.
No, we're with you.
Milk and honey refers to amino acids and sugar, so they're separate in this note.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So So
the protein. And see,
okay,
so,
the locust
and wild honey and the milk and honey, the Canaan land milk and honey, that refers to those sustenances. And so it gives the reference to, say, like lysine was a reference in Jurassic Park of how they kept the extinct dinosaurs from asexually reproducing without lysine.
Hmm. And so is this particular amino acid, as far as the milk and honey part, is that referring to the three amino acids that we need for
it
the lampstands?
It will.
Okay. And is the sugar the super sugar?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Next question.
It's called insulinose.
Insulinose. Okay. Very, the super sugar is called insulinose.
Correct.
So.
Okay.
What do you?
He said he wasn't talking. Y'all heard him. He said he wasn't talking. You heard him.
No, this is relevant. Am I low, Carolyn?
Yeah.
No, you're actually good, Bobby. You're good,
okay.
Buddy.
So I've got your milk and honey and insulinose. Is that
you're low,
your
Bob.
Topic?
You're low. You're low to me. You're
right.
Terrible low.
So,
hard low.
Am I low from you?
You're doing the limbo.
Sounds like you're on a private island, Bob. Sounds like you're in a private island, screaming shore to shore, and I'm whistling a bottle.
Bad. Put on your
phone. What, Bob? We can't hear you. You're too low.
Yeah, you're too low, Bob. You're screwing everybody else up just so you can have this.
Jesus, I'm not low.
Oh, I want to be happy. I don't care if I'm screwing up everything in the world. Dark soul.
Dark soul. Listen to this dark soul.
I'm going to rip those off your head and put them in the garbage.
Ginny, am I low?
You are low, Bob, and now you're echoing.
Jesus. Well, that's not good.
Bob, what is the particular advantage that you thought you were going to get by wearing this contraption? Because it's not working.
Everybody's clear. I don't have the phone muffle.
He can hear.
Oh, he can hear. I see.
So he doesn't spend half the show screaming at everybody and having to buy people telephones. He's done that a lot lately, you know.
So, you didn't even. So I'm asking you, what's the topic?
The topic is A for amino acids. The reference that I had in my notes was milk and honey refers to amino acids and sugar. And I had forgotten that part. And then the reference to that is Ezekiel 20:15. And I asked Dion specifically, the amino acids, are those the ones that we need to complete the lampstands, the three amino acids? And he said it will be. And then I asked if the sugar was super sugar. And he said yes, and the name for super sugar is insulinose, which is the name that was originally on the RNA drops label, but we had to take it off because it was a new ingredient that was not approved by the FDA, and so we couldn't call it that. But the insulinose was originally on the RNA drops label. Ion, is that what you're saying, that the RNA drops contain the super sugars?
Certainly. And you remember back in the day, way back in the day, some of the first generation, you'd have the little cubes, the little grains, little bitty eye blocks in the mash.
The little bit,
you could find them. They had those that you couldn't pulverize no matter what you did.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. That was super sugar.
Still can't pulverize them.
Okay.
Correct. And then before they were spewing when the environment hadn't caught up, but now your environment's catching up, so they're not so caustic or no, what do you call effervescent? Effervescent. Yeah.
Very good. Effervescent. All right. Excellent.
Take and add CO2. Add CO2 in a liter container, but don't use that many drops.
say, an ounce or two of RNA drops. If you can afford it, they're really hard, expensive these days. An ounce or two in a 2 liter or a liter of a plastic bottle, and add CO2 to it, and watch what happens. It might be fun.
But is this the Mentos and Coca-Cola experiment?
You'll see.
You'll see. All right, I can do that. I got some CO2 lying around. I will report back.
Yay.
Very good.
Okay, next question. I have a note here that says the lamb's blood has a higher level of iron and phosphorus in it, the same as the ascended blood. So are high levels of iron and phosphorus desirable?
Yes, they have to be.
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, Dr. Mercola just wrote an article about how high iron in the blood screws people up and rots you from the inside out because it's an oxidizer. So he's all wet then.
Right. That's the same thing. That's the same reason that they're using sheep's blood to eradicate rattlesnake venom, or it's a rattlesnake anti-venom. That's how posting, how important it is. So now you got lamb's blood that is like snake venom.
What?
But they're using that now. Right.
Lamb's blood, like snake venom, like that thing, that movie about the water where it says they're licking the frogs and stuff?
No. Actually, they use lamb's blood to develop a rattlesnake anti-venom.
Ah, okay. I see. Got
it. They do that now. You see, because you can't have that many different types. You use normally the venom, they milk the snakes to make the anti-venom,
mm-hmm.
but there's so many different kinds of snakes, they use sheep's blood to overcome it.
Okay, very good. The specific gravity of blood changes as it becomes perfect. That's still a accurate statement made by Ion. Is that correct?
Yeah, it wouldn't change, yeah. The process is how close or far you are from that outcome. That's the only difference. See, people push against things and get baldy oftentimes, and when they do, that slows down realities sometimes. You've seen that where I own a house of fire, and then all of a sudden it stops. And you're like, what the fuck? And you come back and you go, okay. And it's like stopped and never going to work out. We're doomed, despair and agony. And the next thing you know, just out of nowhere, the solution shows up. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know it was that easy. Got it. Okay.
Okay, very good.
Dragons.
And my statement here also is that there are no white cells in the perfect white blood cells in
them.
The perfect body.
Don't need them. Don't need them. There's nothing for a white blood cell to get a hold of and rip out of the body. There's no
okay.
No viruses can live in perfect blood. No.
Okay.
No problems. Just like white blood cells don't affect cancer.
Mm.
White blood cells keep, you get low and you catch something else. But the cancer is not affected by white blood cells. All of it is mitigated right down to the very fine line. Everything that the doctors, well, we don't want to get down started on this rabbit hole right at the start, just messes things up. Makes people consider suicide, which we're not really against, but there's no reason to consider it otherwise. that people get to a point where they get their bodies in such a way in the medical profession, if that's what you call it, the class study of it anyway, keeps giving layers and layers and layers of how you can feel a little bit better until you're dead. How to feel a little bit better until you're dead. And then they wonder why there's a drug, outbreak or a infestation or what do you call it when you have a lot of drugs? I mean, what is that? Oh, yeah, party. A party.
Yeah,
party.
Very
that's
funny.
We knew it was something like that. It's fentanyl for everybody. But it's funny how they can't make it normal. They have to make it synthetic. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
The production of red blood cells increases with chromosome 14 changing the bone marrow, correct?
Adjusting the bone marrow. Yeah, we like that.
Adjusting the bone marrow. And the clotting factors change and bleeding out does not occur.
Because you have no Rh factor anymore, so the coagulants won't ever, your body wouldn't allow it. That's the same thing in Genesis where they show, with the pigeon, how to stop blood. Remember? You know that scripture well, how to stop blood. That's the same process that happens with the meat sack body. It's another example of this representation of what is, when all they were trying to do was to give you the clues of how the science didn't know what the hell they were talking about, so they gave you metaphors that you play with until you realize that, oh, yeah, that's how it goes.
The bone marrow changes. It says yellow marrow is the fatty lipid producer, and nitrogen becomes a building base for the bones as it increases in the New Jerusalem.
Correct. And what does magnesium do in the body? What does it stabilize?
Nitrogen.
Absolutely. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Kim Jong-un would be proud.
Chords, pitches, angles, and arcs. The seven outer rings are neural pathways. Is that correct still?
Yeah. But now, you got to be careful because you're calling things neural pathways, which are sometimes neural pathogens. You have to be careful because they mix those up often. There's a pathway and a pathogen, which is that problem. That's the things that break down that make you feel sick or ill or hurt or ripped or torn or ripped or blasted or, oh, Frank, I have a sick headache, you know, that kind of shit.
Okay, very good. Very good. And on the bone marrow, just one more thing. The D3K2 reset, that is supporting this transition, right?
Yeah, you mean R2-D2. Yeah.
R2-D2.
Mm.
Okay.
You know, we don't understand something in Eagle Pass, Texas. Why would the wetbacks sway across the Rio Grande River when they could just walk across the railroad trestle and they wouldn't even get their feet wet? Why wouldn't they just do that? Don't make no sense, does it?
It doesn't make any sense. Is it a portal?
No. It's just a railway that goes across the Rio Grande River. It's an Eagle Pass.
Eagle Pass, which is a city in Texas.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay.
You're afraid of heights, maybe?
No, they've got enough fentanyl. They can get high all by themselves. They got enough fentanyl in their backpack. But they don't get the fentanyl wet, that makes another problem. And it's second rate. And they have to make it into Kool-Aid. Drank the Kool-Aid! Good day.
Very good.
Okay, and then my final question this evening, and I can pass the microphone, is you said last week Tuesday night when we were talking that the better question that I was asking at the time was, how do you know your boundaries and the piece that you are in the puzzle when you don't have any boundaries?
Oh, that's it. That's in Brampton, United Kingdom, Hadrian's Wall.
I know Hadrian's Wall's there, but what you said was you don't have any boundaries, so how do you know where
Correct.
You fit as a jigsaw piece?
You build a wall, and that's where it fits. That's what happens. That's the Great Wall of China. That's Trump's wall across the border. That's Wall Street and Trinity Church. Here at the Wall Street, going toward Battery Park. That's every wall. That's why you have the arch in Missouri dividing those conditions. That's what the wall is about. That's the walls around Nancy Pelosi's house, but she don't believe in them.
But everybody has their own walls. In other words, there's an illusion of separation in everybody's
Karen
mind.
Karen doesn't have any walls. Nope. She'll whip your ass the old timey way. She ain't scared of nothing. She ain't scared. You won't like it, but she ain't got no walls. She doesn't do walls.
Oh, so the walls are to keep people out.
Correct. She doesn't do that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, she will whip your ass.
She would do that.
She will.
And love you to death. And love you to death while she's doing it.
Okay, very good.
A famous little mantra that you put on the bulletin board. Put it up on the bulletin board at work, Jenny Bell. It's a good safety when you have to make your little speeches. You don't have to make a little speech. You can just say, always remember, I hate your guts and Christian love.
bless your pea picking heart. Now that's
Beat
great.
Bless your Peter picking heart. That's right. That's right.
I hate your guts and Christian love. Very good, Ion.
Yes, what was Bob? Your topic besides wetbacked roots?
The topic was my old notes.
Yeah, angles and chords. And what was the last topic?
The last one was on neural pathways.
Neural pathways.
And Peter Piper picking packs of pickle peckers.
Yeah, you did angles, chords, and what were the other two words?
Oh, I'm
jackasses.
Sorry.
Jackasses.
No, hold on.
Yeah, that line.
Hold on.
Angles.
I'm telling you, Bob, hold on just a second. Dear. All right. I'm telling you, it was, poop. Gosh, I lost it. It was, I had to find my words. Chords, pitches, arcs, and angles.
How do you spell arcs? A-R-C?
A-R-C-S. Mm-hmm.
And then pitches and angles and chords. Okay, so am I loud on the phone?
You are perfect right now in my world.
Okay, before Greg comes on, I want to address, there are people always, new people, new names, making comments. So I thought we'd address some. So first of all, ABC posted this article. Sheep's blood provides rattlesnake antivenom. We've discussed that, right?
We did.
Yeah. So then we don't argue
that.
We did
tonight.
Yeah.
The stuff they use it in South Africa right now, today.
Okay. So then Met4 says, we, don't know who we is, we start with a much lower dose and slowly ramp it up so that they increase their amount of antibodies they produce until we get a hyperimmune animal. Is somebody calling from the farm?
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay, good. Please clarify, Met4. Then Robert, this will probably not be too clear, but Robert T. says, it becomes uncomfortable to people diagnosed with things they knew nothing about. That's Carol's world.
How did they find out if you didn't know about it? How did they find out if they didn't know about it? He has run out of, Robert has run out of some rolling tobacco. He rolled out of rolling tobacco. Give y'all get him some cigarettes. He needs a fag quick. He's up
here. Okay, Woodrat says.
That's clever. That was good, y'all. That was clever as we do.
That was Robert in Tottenham, England. Woodrat says, really? Woodrat says, really? The sheep don't have anything on wood rats. Wood rats, as it turns out, are immune to rattlesnake venom. You have any comment, Ian?
Yeah. We're not trying to find things that are immune to it. We're trying to find things that offset it in a human. When you get bit by a rattlesnake, eating a wood rat won't help you.
So what did you say? You were trying to do what with the snake venom?
With the sheep's blood, the lamb's blood, is what they use to create anti-venom. When you get bit by a rattlesnake, you give them this anti-venom and it saves your life.
the wolf rat or whatever the fuck he's talking about is indeed bat, but that won't help you if you get bit by a rattlesnake.
Only sheep's blood.
Lamb's blood, that's right. Or milked venom from the very snake that bit you. But the problem is down there, they got so many different kinds of snakes, they just make it out of lamb's blood, and they got it. It's like O negative. It's the universal plasma.
Okay, Robert's feeling confident, so he added, the five-month window partition of diagnosis is a gateway pass for future expeditions.
You can't. Okay, they've ascended, Bob. They're funnier than we are. They're funnier than we are. They win. They got it. Give them their own show. They give them their own show. Then Duffy bag can drag the bodies out and then they're ice in their hockey bag. The duffel bag can do that.
Mm-hmm. Al says, why is MySpace bar acting like send button?
You should spend less time at the bar. You should spend less time at the bar and it'll be clearer for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the new environment.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Hey, Carolyn, tell them about all them walls you don't have.
Yeah, I never met a wall I liked.
It's true.
Dave Wally. Hello, Dave Wally. Okay, somebody, WOLS, they posted a song, so I'll put that aside and check it out later. Now, I sound good, Sarah. Everybody's sounding clear. The phone doesn't sound to screw up today. So maybe it was always Bill's problem, Bill's sound system. So he claimed he fixed a lot today, earlier today. Mm. So, okay, so that's the interval. All right.
He didn't answer the other question. What is quinoa for, Bob?
But didn't show up in my chat line.
Oh, well, you need to get a better chat line.
Yeah.
What is quinoa? What is that? I don't know what that is.
Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Do we eat that?
No, we...